Smarty Pants presents Moose Breaks Camp by Susan Elson. Moose and his friends packed up the car. They were going camping. Squirrel held up the checklist.
Fishing rod?
Yes, said Beaver.
Sandwiches?
Oh yeah,
said Raccoon.
Binoculars?
Everyone looked at Moose.
No.
Oh, Moose! They all groaned. At the campsite, Beaver whacked logs with his tail. Squirrel collected rocks for the fire pit. Raccoon stacked twigs.
Oof!
And Moose ate all the sandwiches. At the lake, Beaver found the perfect fishing spot. Squirrel tied the hook. Raccoon dug for worms. Moose got stuck in the fishing line.
Well, it might be sandwiches for dinner,
Squirrel giggled. Moose blushed. Oh, Moose, they all groaned.
You ate all the sandwiches.
Beaver's eyes narrowed.
I was just so hungry.
Moose took a step backward. Onto the fishing rod.
Our only fishing rod,
yelled Squirrel. Moose hung his head. Antlers, fishing line, and all. Back at the campsite, Beaver smoothed the ground with his tail. Raccoon unpacked the tent poles.
Oof!
Squirrel gathered bedding. Moose moaned.
Putting up a tent is so hard.
His tent was upside down and inside out.
Oh,
Beaver said.
My!
Raccoon continued.
Goodness!
Squirrel finished. Moose puffed out his chest with pride.
Uh-oh,
he said, looking up.
It's going to rain.
The sky darkened, the wind blew hard, and up flew Moose's tent until it got stuck in a tree.
You didn't anchor it right,
Squirrel shouted, leaping into their tent.
Can you make room for me and yours?
Moose asked. Beaver, Raccoon, and Squirrel blocked the entrance to their tent.
You forgot the binoculars!
Beaver whacked his tail.
You ate all the sandwiches!
Raccoon growled.
You broke our only fishing rod!
Squirrel moaned.
And you didn't do your tent right!
Beaver finished. Moose slumped down to the ground.
I've never camped before!
He said sadly. Rain fell in torrents. The wind howled angrily. The trees shook, whipping branches around. Lightning flashed. Thunder crashed. Beaver, Raccoon, and Squirrel huddled tight in their tent. But soon, the wind tugged the pegs out of the ground. The storm lifted the tent. Up, up, up.
Yikes! They shrieked. Help us, Moose!
One by one, all the poles broke in half. Without wasting one second more, Moose galloped over and anchored the tent with his front hooves and propped it back up with his antlers.
I got it!
He yelled over the howling wind and booming thunder. Moose held up the tent with his antlers. The next morning, his friends crawled out of their tent.
Oh, Moose, you're soaked.
I'll make hot cocoa,
Beaver declared, whacking his tail.
I'll add the marshmallows,
Raccoon offered.
And I'll fetch a blanket,
Squirrel added.
Next year, I think I'll bring a bigger tent for all of us to share,
said Beaver.
I'll bring more than one fishing rod,
giggled Raccoon.
And I'm bringing Moose to save us when things go wrong,
Squirrel beamed.
His antlers saved the day.
Moose blushed.
S'mores, anyone?
he asked, poking another marshmallow onto his antlers. Oh, Moose! The campers giggled. The end.